Welcome to Greener Journals. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences, Volume 14, and Issue 2. It was published on August 18, 2024. It is copyrighted, all rights reserved. The title of the article is Relationship between dyslipidemia and glycemic control in newly diagnosed type 2 diabetes mellitus patients in a tertiary hospital in Nigeria. The authors are 1. Dr. Akiju, K., a consultant endocrinologist at Rivers State University Teaching Hospital. 2. Dr. Otokunifa, O., a senior lecturer at University of Port Harcourt Teaching Hospital. Abstract of the article. This abstract is categorized into the following segments: background, methodology, results, discussion, and conclusion. Introduction. Diabetes mellitus is a growing concern all over the world. The estimated prevalence in Nigeria is 4.3% and that in Port Harcourt is 6.8%. Negative outcomes, increased morbidity and mortality, have been associated with poor glycemic control, which can be further complicated by dyslipidemia. Both are independent risk factors for cardiovascular and cerebrovascular accidents. The aim of this study was to assess the pattern of glycemic control and dyslipidemia in newly diagnosed persons with type 2 diabetes mellitus attending the medical clinic of the Rivers State University Teaching Hospital. Method. This was a retrospective cross-sectional study. It was carried out in Rivers State, Nigeria, in the medical outpatient department. 63 patients' data were recalled and analyzed with MS Excel and SPSS. Result. Most respondents were female 66.2%, above 50 years 70.6%, and presented with excessive urination 22.2%, poor vision 13.9%, and numbness of feet 11.1%. Of the total, 80% had poor glycemic control, fasting values above 7 millimoles per liter, and 84% had various forms of dyslipidemia, raised total cholesterol 26.3%, raised LDL 73.7%, and reduced HDL 44.7%. The most common dyslipidemia was elevated LDL. However, no statistical correlation between hyperglycemia and dyslipidemia was found. Mean HbA1c was 12%. Discussion. A fifth of these patients presented with complicated uncontrolled diabetes and features of target organ damage. This necessitates immediate intense intervention, behavioral changes and drug therapy, and very close bimonthly monitoring. Physician inertia, if present, needs to be overcome to reduce dyslipidemias. These are high-risk patients. The lower, the better, the earlier the better is the goal. This will improve overall outcome. Conclusion. Majority of the new patients attending the diabetes clinic at presentation are dyslipidemias and need immediate effective intervention to improve mortality and morbidity. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, please ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in Greener Journal of Medical Sciences. Thank you for listening.